WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
In this episode of WeatherBrains 101, we're going to begin a four-part series looking into the operations of aircraft used by NOAA to study and observe tropical weather systems. Now, when you hear the term hurricane hunters, you probably immediately think of the work done by the U.S. Air Force and their 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron out of Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi. With 10 aircraft in their squadron, they fly into tropical cyclones in the Atlantic Ocean, the Caribbean Sea, the Gulf of Mexico, and the Central Pacific Ocean for the specific purpose of directly measuring weather data in and around these storms. The aircraft used by this squadron are Lockheed WC-130J aircraft. The WC-130J employs a standard five-person crew, including a pilot, co-pilot, combat systems officer, aerial reconnaissance weather officer, and a weather loadmaster slash dropson operator, and a second loadmaster assigned when required. The ARWO, or the Air Reconnaissance Weather Officer, is the flight meteorologist and acts as flight director inside the storm system. While the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron performs the bulk of tropical weather reconnaissance, NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, also operates several aircraft that participate in unlocking details of hurricanes and tropical storms. Specifically equipped NOAA aircraft play an integral role in hurricane forecasting. Data collected by these high-flying meteorological stations provide forecasters with data to make accurate predictions during a hurricane and help hurricane researchers achieve a better understanding of the storm processes, improving their forecasting models as well. In our next episode, we'll take a look at the NOAA aircraft flying into the storm. If you have a question about the weather, you can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.